And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Here we go, round two. Serving it up for you. The second part of the charts, you know? What?
They say like you're about to start announcing a fight.
Round two. Ding, 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 ding. Ding. It's the Earshot 20. We're about to count down now the top 10 albums, as you just heard from the wonderful robotic lady voice at the beginning of the show. The top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Emmon. Brian Cleveland is also in studio, in body, but in spirit. He's with a Blue Jays game right now, but he is here in body and partially in mind, I think. Right?
Sure.
See, you just space out. I feel like you're playing the game out in your head. Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to the website where we get the charts.
Go check it out, earshot-online.com. Don't forget the dash. That's the most important part. The National Campus and Community Radio Report, which is published and produced by the National Campus Community Radio Association, their staff, and many fine volunteers across Canada for over 30 Canadian campus community radio stations. They submit their top 30, and that becomes the national top 50, and we bring you selections of the top 20. We're about to delve into the top 10 most played records across Canada this week for the week ending Tuesday, October 6, 2015. What we don't have time to delve into is that there are some really cool specialty charts there as well, both for stations and nationally, and that includes albums that you hear on this program. And that includes electronic hip hop, international jazz, loud folk roots, and blues. You'll also find monthly countdowns and yearly top 200 lists, interviews, reviews, and a lot more. So go and check it out for your Canadian music
fix
consortium
consumption.
Sure. That is again at earshot-online.com.
We should do a show every day of the week. We could do each of the charts, like each of the specialty charts, and then the week rounds out with the top 50.
I was going to suggest that your work level would allow that to last for about a week, but I actually think you'd give up by day two.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. If it was live, I might be able to swing it, but it'd have to be live at like late at night, I think. Like 10 o'clock or something foolish. Anyway, that's not going to happen. But we will continue to bring you this show because it's pretty doable. If you want to get in touch with us, earshot20@gmail.com, facebook.com/earshot20, and at earshot20 on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out. And if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist or a representative of one of those artists, you'd like some exposure on this show, happy to do that for you in the form of a feature. We'll play something from your latest release and we'll give you an interview. In the first hour of the program, we didn't get to chat about it, but we are going to chat about it now because I think it's important to highlight, because some of the reasons that you don't hear from some of your most loved records, perhaps, throughout the weeks is because they fall off to make room for new stuff. That's the case again this week. There was some clearing of some of the old. We said goodbye to some old to say hello to some new. Yeah, and Brian's got the scoop for you.
There's a few new albums that came in this week. There was a big debut in our first hour there. We had a Metric and we had a new record as well, and a couple of returns from some stuff. And that means that a couple of records dropped off our top 20 this week, but they still sit on the Earshot charts. Babysitter went from number 14 down to number 21. Just outside of the program. Slim Twig to number 25 for number 13. Old Man Ludica for number 17 down to number 42. And Buffy St. Marie re-entered the charts last week at number 18. And that followed her Big Polaris Music Prize win a couple weeks ago. And now she's down at number 36. And we had a lot of debuts. Just almost a dozen debuts last week. And we have five big debuts below the top 20 this week. We'll tell you about towards the end of this hour, but you'll have lots of new stuff to hear about. And yeah, there was debuts at number 21, 22, and 23 last week, and none of them went into the top 20. They all went down. There was so much new stuff last week that I was hesitant to make any predictions.
You did
I
make
refused.
A prediction, though. No,
I didn't.
You did last week.
No, you did.
What did I say?
You said that Ben Kaplan would be in the top 20.
Oh,
I think.
Was I right?
No.
Oh. I'm never right.
I think that's one of the ones that you picked.
Do you know what I feel like this predictions episode that we're going to do at the end of this month is not going to go well for me. I feel like anything I pick is just not going to make
it. Tell me one right now.
Well, I'm gonna play it safe. Actually, I'm gonna pick Buffy St. Marie to be in the top 20 of 2015.
Maybe
I have a feeling, a good.
I'm gonna remember.
Are you? Well, I'm gonna write them down. We're gonna have to be honest with the people.
Yeah, for sure.
And if you have predictions, we want to hear from you. Facebook.com/earshot20. If you want to weigh in on who you think might make it into the top 20 of 2015. Of course, coming up in a couple of weeks is our Fun Drive episode, and Brian and I are also going to be making predictions and who we think will be in the top 20 of 2015. Just a low-key episode, something to keep you entertained while we also get you to help us out here at our home base station. But all nonetheless is going to be a great time. And now I'm just checking our Facebook page to see if anybody posted to last week's
or question. Will you just move on at this point?
Well, I don't remember what last week's question was either, because I'm not asking them on Facebook. That's also a horrible way to do it. So I am going to post a poll for this.
We're going to have a real conversation this time.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do it. And while I do this, you do that.
Yeah, we'll jump into some tunes here. We're in here at number 10 last week. At number 12, it is Teen Days. Morning World is their latest album. We're going to hear the title track from that one. Then In a Hut by Frog Eyes, up one spot. Number 9, Pickpockets Lock It is his latest record. And at number 8, down for number 4, it is Beach House. Their latest is called Depression Cherry. You're going to hear a track called Space Song.
All right, here's Teen Days, Morning World. Good morning to you. It's the afternoon in some places, though, where we are. So good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Isn't that like Sharon Lois and Bram?
I don't think so, but okay. It's from something.
Anyway, Teen Days, you're number 10 this week. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Into
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Who shall arise and shine and then be the one I held home for? And how shall I seek in the mist the one who passes through back doors? And way out in the fields out of town, will I bump into a true door? Will he sings to the fledgling stocks or corn the row under the clouds downpours? And who cares? I got to be the one who passes through a darkened door. And way out in the fields out of town, I bump into a true in a hut, pull the next turn of stone, and I howl I can take anymore. When your heart is in Rome, when your scent is a thing that roams, when you're tapping on a tap down phone, Grecians in a keys back row, don't follow all the men who drown. When you're old and you're cold and abandoned, you shall feign the feeling of abandoned, and you're really just stuck in the fandom of a period of time. Oh, who takes the pulse of my folding houses, I fold myself into your songs. You were old and cold and abandoned, you shall feign the feeling of abandoned, and you're really just stuck in the phantom of a period of time. A period of time. A period of time. A period of time.
Shot 20. Number 8.
At number 8, that was Beach House with a track called Space Song. That was from their latest album, which went from number 4 to number 8 this week, and it is called Depression Cherry. At number 9, up one spot was Frog Eyes with the album Pickpockets Locket, you heard In a Hut. And we heard the title track from Teen Daze's latest record at number 10. Up for number 12, it was Morning World.
Hour number 2 of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking with us. We are counting down now the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Of course, taking a break from that to head back to the phone line and chat with our friend from Exclaim Magazine, Stephen Karlick, also the senior editor there. I think, which title do you prefer more, our friend or senior editor?
Our friend.
Oh, good choice. And we've got lots of great music news for this hour of the program as well. It all kicks off with news about Migos and Young Thug.
Yes, your friend Stephen Karlick here with some news about Migos and Young Thug. They've been working, obviously, two of the most hardworking acts in hip-hop, trio Migos from Atlanta and Young Thug. They've been working nonstop on the mixtape circuit, dropping album after album. Young Thug himself just put out one a few days ago. So it seems fitting that this collection of Atlanta artists would join forces for a joint release. Over this past weekend, they started plugging a forthcoming collaborative effort by the portmanteau employing title of Migo Thuggin. Not much is known about the release so far, but Migos Quavo, one of the members, pumped up the upcoming free release with a quick video on Instagram in which he confirmed the title and that the release will be for people who, he says, if you're a true Migos and Thugger fan. Young Thug likewise went online to tease the release with a since-deleted post teasing a track that found the rapper delivering the Migos celebrating line, quote, I feel like breaking Offset out the pin. Offset is, of course, another member of Migos. Of course, the trio and Young Thug have worked together in the past. Migos' studio debut, Young Rich Nation, which dropped this summer, featured Thugger on Cocaina, which you can hear at Exclaim.ca, as well as a song before that called New Atlanta. So something to look forward to from them. Not to mention that, as far as I know, Migos are also working on solo project, all three of them. So lots to look for there.
That sounds like cool stuff, and hopefully we'll be hearing from it relatively soon.
Yeah.
All right, news about Perfect Pussy and North American tour.
Yes. In 2015, Perfect Pussy's frontwoman Meredith Graves has mostly been focusing on her solo work and on her new label called Honor Press. But to finish off the year, her noise rock group will be launching a North American tour. After a couple of CMJ shows in New York this month, the tour will kick off in December, after which Perfect Pussy will hit various U.S. cities in the northeastern part of the country and make a Canadian stop in Toronto on December 8th. All said, the band's tour schedule consists of 13 shows, but even more interestingly is that now Perfect Pussy are teasing a follow-up to last year's Say Yes to Love. A press release for the tour notes that, quote, you may catch the band trying out some of their new material from the upcoming full-length to be released on Captured Tracks in 2016. As of yet, there are few, if any, details about the as-yet-untitled album. But a good chance to see some new stuff from the band on this tour. They are also infamous live performers in that their shows tend to be A, very exciting, and B, very unpredictable, depending on what show you go to. So definitely a band worth checking out.
Very fun. Have you seen them live?
I have seen them live. It was at a very dramatic show in Toronto where it got very performance arty, and they sort of started playing some songs and put on some noise. They also tend to play very short songs, so don't travel for 3 days to catch them because you may get an 11-minute show.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, that's
good heads up.
Good heads up.
All right. We've got one more story before we cut to your song pick, and that is news about Magical Clouds. We've been talking about tours, and they have a tour announcement as well.
Yes. Of course, these tours are all in support of albums, and Magical Clouds, the Montreal duo, are set to release their latest LP, Are You Alone, on October 16th, courtesy of Arts and Crafts and Matador in the U.S. Devin Welsh and Matthew Otto will also play a string of shows in the Northeast this fall before heading out again early next year. This current autumn jaunt includes Canadian dates in Toronto on October 17th, Halifax on October 22nd, and Montreal on October 23rd. In the new year, the band will return to Toronto on January 15th, followed by another Canadian date in Vancouver on January 22nd. You can see that whole itinerary, which has quite a few shows, at Exclaim.ca, where you can also watch a brand new video for the single Downtown. A black and white clip opens with Welsh waving viewers in from a fire escape and then delivering a simple, shadowy, straight-to-the-camera performance. That is at exclaim.ca, as well as more news about that album.
Awesome. Well, we look forward to all of it, and check out exclaim.ca for all of the latest news about music and all kinds of things. All kinds of great stuff there. And now, Stephen, without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to you. We thank you very much for joining us again on the program, and we will have your song pick of the week.
Thank you very much. This one, like I said, I'm extremely excited about Joanna Newsom's new album, Divers, which will be out on October 23rd on Drag City. There are two singles from it so far, and I think my favorite of the two is called Sapokanakan. It's on YouTube right now, and the official video was actually directed by none other than Paul Thomas Anderson. You'll, of course, remember that Joanna Newsom played a character in his most recent film, Inherent Vice. The single is it's 5 minutes long. It's amazing. It's her signature harp sound, and she's just, the way she writes songs, the way she constructs them, the way that she goes from one chord to another, it's kind of unheard of. She is an extremely talented songwriter and an extremely talented arranger, which you can hear on Sapokanakan on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
Left to rust in the port, swearing that our hair stood on end.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 7.
Disillusion has some hope to kill.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was a track from Lindy Ortega's latest record at number 6 up one spot. It was the title track of the album, Faded Gloryville. And we also heard Feelies by No Aloha in before that one at number 7. Dampf number 2 is their latest album on Poncho Records. That one is called No Problemo. And we heard a track from the forthcoming Joanna Newsom record, one that lots of folks are looking forward to. It's her first in about 5 years, I believe. It'll probably be on our charts, I suspect. And we heard a track from that one picked by Steven as Song of the Week. Saponim. Oh, man.
Saponicon.
Yeah, that one. I was like, I can do this, but I hadn't practiced. And yeah. I just fell apart.
Practice makes perfect. I also love how there was a lot of might be's in your
Saponicon. Saponicon.
All right,
it's her fault, not hers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, pick easier song names, please. But you do. You normally like. I'll
normally
give you
I do pretty good. That one, I just yeah. I psyched myself out.
You overthought it. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20, counting down the top 10 albums now charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook. Engage with us. Contests, all kinds more. It's where you can find out information about the show as well. A couple more tracks to get to, then we're going to be talking about some of the albums that are making debuts below the top 20 in the national top 50. But first, we've got your number 5 and your number 4.
Yeah, lots of great stuff still coming your way. We're going to hear from Kurt Vile right now at number 5, up for number 15. His latest album continues to be on Matador Records. We're going to hear one from that one called Believe I'm Going Down, and you're going to hear a track called Bad Omens. And Mono, their latest Rough Master, up one spot to number 4 from last week, and you're going to hear a track called Burn This.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 4.
Burn. of what I miss. Bye.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was from the album Rough Master by Mono. It's a track called Burn This, closing out that set of two at number four, up from number five. Before that, up from number 15 to number five is Kurt Vile, his latest album, Believe I'm Going Down. You heard Bad Omens.
All right, there we go. We've got three more tracks coming your way. But first, we are going to take a break, one last break from the charts, and chat a little bit about some of the debuts that are making their debut. That sounded weird. Some of the debuts making their debut below the top 20. And this is just a little snapshot for you because, of course, we can't play the whole top 50 every week. That program would be just too long. So we do this for you. And sometimes Brian and I have predictions about what's going to be making its way onto the top 20. I tend to be very willy-nilly with my predictions. Brian, a little more reserved. We'll see what happens when he tells you about these ones. And this is the lowdown.
All right. Yeah, last week, about a dozen debuts. So this week, that means a little bit fewer. We have five albums debuting below the top 20 in our top 50. At number 49, we kick it all off with the latest record by Widow Speak called All Yours. At number 33, it's the latest by Beirut from 4AD. It is called No, No, No. At number 30, it is a new one by Gang Signs called Geist. The latest from New Order called Music Complete. It is their last album, as far as I know. It comes out on Mute, and it is at number 22nd. And we close out 7.
27.
22nd, 27, you know, they're all numbers.
All numbers.
At number 26, we close it all out with Girl Band. Their newest one for Rough Trade is called Holding Hands with Jamie, and that is all you need to know.
I don't know if I can make a prediction. Let me have a peek here. Let me have one quick little run through. I'm gonna say Beirut.
Just randomly, just because you like it.
Just because I like it.
Well, that's fair.
I like the name. It's good stuff. So there you go. That is the lowdown, a look at what is debuting below the top 20. And of course, they could make their way into the top 20 in the weeks to come. Although only, you know, less than 12 weeks left. I can say that because I think my math is right. until we do the whole top 20 of 2015. Yeah. Is that about right? Less than 12? We've got October, November.
No, don't start counting it out. Anyway, let's do that right now.
Yeah,
let's do that math right now.
Let's see what happens. But there is less than 12 weeks. I know that. I know that math works out for sure. And so that means that we are less than 12 weeks away from that episode of counting down the top 20 of 2015. But it also means we are only, you know, a handful or two episodes away from our holiday special. It's my favorite time of year. I love it. I know you don't enjoy it, but I love it.
I do. I have fun.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't believe you. You don't stay in here very long. you're always in and out, or maybe you're just off writing your letter to Santa. I never know what you're doing.
Jeez, if I'm waiting that long, I'm a little late.
That's true. Anyway, so lots to look forward to. We talked a little bit about Halloween last week and some of our, I guess not traditions, but some of the things that I really want to do, which is go trick-or-treating. And now that you're having a kid, I'm going to take advantage of that. I'm going to take advantage of the fact I'm going to go out with your sister. We'll take your daughter out, and you won't never have to do it. You can stay home and bah humbug in your recliner. And
what? This is going off the rails.
I don't feel like you're a Halloween person.
I like candies.
We'll collect candy for you. Anyway, there you go. So we've got three more tracks before this hour is complete, and that's going to kick off with the band.
Yeah,
you ought to listen to
all about it. We've been playing lots of title tracks from albums this week, not necessarily on purpose, just been the way it's going, and we continue to do that at number three because the latest record by Ott on Constellation Records is called "Sun's Coming Down," and that's the track you're going to hear right now.
Did you like my pun there? You ought to leave this on because it's great.
It's not a pun.
That okay? Whatever. Here it is. Ott number three. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot.
Just like that, it changes the night.
2.
Sifting through these remains for years, bitter tears, bitter pills. Oh, it sucks when there's nothing but gold in those hills. Girl, I know what you're going through. I'm going there too. Girl, I know what you're going through. I'm going there too. I've been sifting through these remains for years, bitter tears, bitter pills. Oh, it sucks when there's nothing but gold in those hills. Girl, I know what you're going through. I'm going there too. Girl, I know what you're going through. I'm going there too. I'm going there too.
going there too. I'm going there too. I'm going there.
It's the Earshot 20.
Girl in a Sling by Destroyer. Sitting Still at number one again this week is Poison Season, their latest record on Merge for the fifth week in a row. At number two, up from number six, debuting the week four at number 23 is Half Free by US Girls. You heard Said Knife, and we heard the title track from Ott's latest called Sun Coming Down. It's at number three, up from number 11.
That does it for us. I'm Anthony M and Brian Cleveland in studio as well. Join us next week for a brand new countdown. There's more on the way on this station. Stick around.
Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.